Turn to Romans chapter 8, if you would. Starting at verse 29. Romans chapter 8 and starting at verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. And what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So here we have the mention of these things. Now what are these things that Apostle Paul is referring to? These things that Apostle Paul here is referring to is the position that we have in Christ, which was decreed by God. So looking at this amazing position that God has given us in Christ, what shall we say to that? One answer: we know that God is for us, and who can be against us? God has decreed something for the believer, and that is a perfect position. And to that, what shall we say concerning these things? How can we reason it out? Just this way, that if God is for us, who can be against us? Then from verses 32 to 36, Paul shifts gear a little bit. And then in verse 37, again he talks about these things. Starting at verse 32, it says, "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Isn't that amazing? "Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" It's okay. It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died, yea rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. Now look at this, verse 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" And Paul outlines few things here. Shall tribulation or distress, persecution, famine, nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, "For your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter." Verse 37. "Nay," again, "in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." So there is a second time the same phrase is used, "these things." If in verse 31, "these things" refer to our position in Christ, then in verse 37, "these things," the term "these things," is in relation to our life in Christ. So we have a position in Christ, and that is perfect. It cannot be changed. But God has also given us a life in Christ, which is mentioned from verses 32 to 37. So according to verse 37, isn't it amazing? The Bible says we are victors, right? Victors. The word Nike, Nikeo, comes from that. It's a Greek word that means to be a victor or to be an overcomer. So we are conquerors, we are victors, we are overcomers. Christ has conquered the grave, And he has given us a brand new position in Christ, isn't it? And as a result of that, we are conquerors in him. We are victors in him. And that is amazing. And so what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In the place of hell, there is heaven. Thank God for that. In the place of death, there is life. In the place of accusation, there is justification. In the place of guilt, there is forgiveness. In the place of old sin nature, we have the Holy Spirit indwelling us. In the place of rejection, we have our acceptance in the Beloved. And isn't that amazing? And this is how God has made us to be victors or overcomers or conquerors in him. But verse 37, Romans 8:37 says, we are not just conquerors, but we are more than conquerors. And that's an amazing phrase. So if verse 31, Romans 8:31, we can just look at those two verses, Romans 8:31 and 37. If Romans 8:31 speaks about the foundation we have, then Romans 8:37 is speaking about what we build or how we build on that foundation. So if the foundation we have is our position in Christ, then the life we have in Christ is what we build on that foundation. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Apostle Paul says, no man can lay any other foundation than that which is already laid. And that is the foundation we have. It's Jesus Christ. There's no other foundation anyone can lay. But then there's also a caution. Let every man give heed or take heed how he builds on that foundation. It's amazing. After we are saved, Christian life is all about how we build on that foundation. And it's phenomenal. It's really an awesome experience in the Lord. How we actually build on that foundation. Now in Romans 8:35, Paul mentions about few things. He says, tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril or sword. And these are the things that we must go through, or we might go through, or we may go through. Because verse 36 is the evidence. Paul says, for your sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. So when our position in Christ may not be subject to a certain kind of an experience, there is another kind of experience which Paul says, these things that we must go through or we will go through in a life of sanctification. But in these things, the Bible says, God has made us more than conquerors. Is that amazing? Now what does it basically mean to conquer? Conquer. We all know the word conquer. We can say to conquer means to subdue, right? In the sense of overcoming or defeating an attack. That's the meaning of the word conquer. And Jesus Christ is the one who overcame in Genesis chapter 3 verse 15. And as a result of it, we are conquerors and we are overcomers in him. But what does it mean to be more than a conqueror? To be more than a conqueror means this. It means to abide in the victory that Christ has won for us. And we gain through the experiences that we go through certain valuable virtues which we would never have had otherwise if it was just the conquest. So to conquer means to subdue, to win, to overcome, right? We have overcome. The enemy is defeated, and Christ did that for us. The cross accomplished that amazing victory on our behalf, and we are in him, and by virtue of being in him, we are also victorious and conquerors in him. But to be more than a conqueror means We do not have to fight a war in the sense of what Jesus Christ fought, but we abide in the victory that Christ has already won for us through the cross, and the experiences that God puts us through, from these experiences, we gain certain incredible virtues in our life, which we would never have otherwise got if it was just merely the conquest alone. We gain certain virtues which we would have never gained otherwise. And the Bible says we are more than conquerors. So we are conquerors in Him, but according to verse 37, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Which means that this passage is not speaking about a life of idealism. It is not just referring to our position, but it is referring to our life of sanctification. The life we have in Christ, which is actually what we build on the foundation of who we are in Christ. And there, Paul uses the term, we are more than conquerors. Is that amazing? Okay, it says tribulation. What would it mean to conquer tribulation? To conquer tribulation would mean to actually put an end to tribulation, isn't it? But what does it mean to be more than a conqueror in tribulation? To be more than a conqueror in tribulation would mean that we are enduring tribulation to the point it is working patience in us, according to Romans chapter 5. And this patience having its perfect work in us, according to James chapter 1 verse 4, so that we would be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That's what it means, that we are more than a conqueror in tribulation. Incredible, isn't it? Distress. What would it mean to conquer distress? To conquer distress would mean finding ways to replace that anguish with happiness. We've conquered distress. Take a happy pill. We've conquered distress. We've conquered anguish. But what does it mean to be more than a conqueror in distress? It means that while we are in distress, which is something that these things, it's part of the these things that we will go through, as in a sense, as Paul describes in verse 36, as sheep led to the slaughter. But as we are like sheep led to the slaughter in that distress, we are more than a conqueror in distress because we learn the secret of having fellowship with the suffering. Because we learn the secret of having that amazing fellowship with His sufferings, we become more than a conqueror in distress. We are not living in denial of it. And by the way, we in our life of sanctification, we should never use our position in Christ to live in the denial of the experiences that God would put us through. If there is pain, you don't have to say, I don't have pain, I don't have pain, I don't know. There is pain. But then we have God's cure for the pain. Isn't it? And that cannot be detached from who we are. So in a life of sanctification, our position in Christ becomes a foundation or the stepping stone on which we learn to get to know God in that situation rather than denying the situation by confessing our position. Then what does it mean to conquer persecution? We take them to the court. I'm just joking. We overcome the persecutors, right? We can say to conquer persecution means to overcome the persecutors or trouble the persecutors. But what does it mean to become more than a conqueror in persecution? To be more than a conqueror in persecution would mean that persecution becomes an amazing opportunity for God to demonstrate His power. That's gaining much than just dealing with persecution. What does it mean to conquer famine? How would one think of conquering famine? by giving food, isn't it? You conquer famine by giving food. But what does it mean to be more than a conqueror in famine? We learn the secret. And by the way, Apostle Paul went through all this. That's why he's putting these things down. We learn the secret that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Then how do we conquer nakedness? You provide clothing. Right? You give them clothes to wear. That's normally how we would reason it out. But to be more than a conqueror in nakedness would mean that we live in the adornment of the new creation. There is a beauty that is reflected through the new creation garments that we wear right in the midst of nakedness, spiritually speaking. What does it mean to conquer peril? Peril, danger, peril. One would conquer peril by securing safety. But what does it mean to be more than a conqueror in peril? We are not looking for safe hiding places, but we recognize that we are kept by the power of God and our life is in His hands. Isn't that amazing? What does it mean to conquer the sword? To conquer the sword would mean to destroy the sword. But what does it mean to be more than a conqueror when we are faced with sword? And many people did face the sword. And you know, when they died by the sword, what they demonstrated? When they died by the sword, they demonstrated the weakness of the sword. Because Jesus said, "Do not fear the one who can destroy your body, but fear the one who can throw your body and soul into hell." They were more than conquerors in the sword. So we have an amazing foundation that God has given us. That is these things mentioned in verse 31. And it is the foundation on which our life is established. It is because it is the foundation that has come to us through the conquest that Jesus Christ has won for us. But the life that He has promised to us now that we are born again, now that we are saved, is this life in Christ, which we have through Him and Him that loved us. And it is that we build on this foundation. And it is not a life of idealism, number one. It is not a life of denial, but it is a life of really getting to know God now that God has placed us on that new foundation. And that great foundation. And this process of getting to know God involves circumstances that we put, that we are put through, but learning through Jesus Christ, through Him that loved us, to become more than a conqueror, which we can say it is equivalent to really getting to know God where we are at and where God has placed us. Isn't that amazing? So we have a position in Christ. Thank God for that foundation. But God has also promised us a life in Christ, which is what we build on that amazing foundation. This makes our Christian life very interesting, isn't it? It's really not about what we go through. It's about how we build on that foundation in those times. And it is in direct proportion to getting to know Him. Because what is available to us now that in a life of sanctification is through Him who loved us. And therefore we are more than conquerors. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this portion. And we just pray You would breathe fresh illuminations to our hearts based on what we heard tonight, God. Bless the remainder of our service. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen.